According to the National Network of Depression Centers, depression is the leading cause of the disability in the United States among people ages 15 to 44. Suicide is the second leading cause of the death for those ages. Depression is a serious mental illness, but just how serious is it? Therapist Janet Urquizu and her high school client Sophia Lopez to talk about depression. Lopez describes exactly what depression feels like to her and talks about how many people around her are affected by depression.
Depression to me is kind of just always feeling sad, and it's hard to go about my day and do things without feeling down and having like a sort of weight on me. Most of my friends like are kind of going through the same thing, so I know a few people who are also depressed.
Lopez adds what her best way to deal with depression is and if therapy helps.
I cope with it kind of trying to distract myself a lot and do different activities to kind of get my mind off of it. I know therapy has helped like some of the people I know, so I just hope that it helps me too.
Urquizu tells us her opinion on how to best help a depressed loved one.
I think having open communication with the person that is depressed, so that person can feel more supported and they can have good reasons to overcome the depression.
Urquizu adds how someone who thinks they have depression can help themselves.
By being honest that they are going through with the depression and that they may need professional help. So be open to receive professional help or religious. Some people find comfort with their own religion.
The mother, Carmen Lopez, about how she noticed her daughter was depressed and if she had ever had depression herself.
I noticed that she was very quiet. She wanted to be in her room most of the time.
Carmen Lopez continues with what the best way to seek help for a loved one is.
The best way is, to find out who can help, how I can help. You know, it's very important that to seek professional help.
Beth Benny, the director of the Student Health Center, and she explained just exactly what it is that Pierce College is doing to help their students.
We are trying to meet their needs by expanding our counseling services. We have over 100 hours a week of one-on-one therapy. We are randomly picking one day a week in the medical side of the house, a PHQ-9, that gives us an idea of where they are on any depressive spectrum.
Benny continues to talk about what tools students should utilize to help themselves.
The self-help tips that we give to all of the people involved in the screening are, I think, wonderful for the little stressors, because when the little stressors add up, they become big stressors.
Benny adds what service she thinks is the most unknown.
The fact that students don't know that the health center exists. They have no idea why they pay the $11 health fee, nor what it gets them, which is access to free medical, mental, nutrition, health education, care, and all the resources that we have. So it's no cost or low cost. And it's just, I think it's the best medical and mental health care deal in town.
Pierce College professor Anne Hennessy, who broke down what depression is scientifically and just how common depression is.
So depression is considered from a scientific perspective to be either too little serotonin neurotransmission, too little norepinephrine neurotransmission, or too little of both of serotonin and norepinephrine. It can vary from culture to culture, and it can vary males versus females. Any one point in the U.S. at least, like one in 25 people has some kind of disorder, which might be depression.
Hennessy adds some ways to treat and cope with depression.
Okay, so there's lots of different treatments, and if there's a clear neurotransmission issue, you would increase serotonin neurotransmission, increase norepinephrine neurotransmission, or increase both serotonin and norepinephrine neurotransmission by agonists. So drugs are called agonists. Of course, you can exercise, you can meditate, you can go to therapy, all kinds of other treatments as well.
EverydayHealth.com says depression may be linked to other serious health problems like diabetes, heart disease, and others. Also, HopeForDepression.org says depression is the primary reason why someone dies of suicide about every 13 minutes, which is over 41,000 people a year. It also accounts for 23 billion lost in work days each year. For KPCRadio.com, I'm Abdul Ali.